We're learning the fourth paragraph in the Shemona Esrei, paragraph which is entitled Bina Insight Atachonin LaAdam Das. It's brought down that there's actually three steps in the Shemona Esrei, the first three paragraphs, which we discussed a little bit about, praises Hashem, which is the proper method. When a person has requests, you don't just immediately ask for things. First, you have to praise that person. And then afterwards, we ask the request, which we're going to now see. And then at the very end, the last three paragraphs is giving hodah, thanking Hashem, just as one would thank another person for fulfilling those requests. So it's brought down in the Rivan, which is Rabbi Elazar bar Nosson. He quotes the Gemara in Brachos. He says, Rav Ami states, that Gedola Deya, great is insight and knowledge, Shenitna B'tchila Brachos Shalchol, that of all the different things that we could be asking for, the first thing that we ask for on a weekday, on a Saturday night, the first thing we want to request on any tefillah of the week is this idea of das, of knowledge. V'chonin hadas atachonin. And the question, obviously, the Gemara says that this is the first thing that we do. The question is why? Why is that the first thing that we ask for? Perhaps a person would enjoy having a few extra zeros in their bank account. So why would it be that that's the first thing we want to ask for is das? Now, interestingly, generally you have to dig a little bit to find different answers. The answer to this question is actually brought down in the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. There's actually a chapter, a siman in Shulchan Aruch, which is entitled Tam Birchas Atachonein, the reason for the blessing of Atachonein, the first paragraph. So I'd like to share this one sentence, which is the entire chapter, with you. He says, Mipnei Shemoser Ha'adam Min HaBehema, the difference between a human being and an animal, Hi HaBina B'Haskil, is their ability to be able to think, to be able to have insight, and to discern and understand certain things. And, of course, by doing so, being able to articulate those thoughts. Therefore, Kavu Birchas Atachonin Rosh L'Ensios. The very first of the middle part, this middle section, therefore should be Atachonin, asking for insight and knowledge. She'im Ein Bina Ain't tefillah. We'll explain this in greater detail, but it means if there is no knowledge, if there's no insight and understanding, then there's no praying, there's no davening. Obviously, an animal doesn't have the ability to acknowledge their creator. We have that ability only because of our das, and therefore it's appropriate. The idea of the Shemona Esrei, we're praying to Hashem, we have to first ask for this knowledge, for this chacham. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Otam, another reason, Al Seder HaBrachos, the reason for the brachos, and this Mishnah Berurah goes through all of the brachos, which is also found elsewhere in different Gemara Megillah. It says, B'sefer Seder Hayom. The name of the Sefer is Seder Hayom. Atachonin Rishona, the reason why this paragraph is first, She'elos HaChachma V'adas V'adam, because when it comes to the request of knowledge and insight of a person, is the most important. That's the starting point. The Balav Hachi, and this is what he says, is very hard to understand. Without this, Tov Mimenu Hanafel, greater is a stillborn than you. That you who have not utilized the knowledge that you have to be able to serve Hashem properly, to be able to function properly in this world, so what have you really accomplished in this world? L'chein Sarach L'chavin Ba'Kuroi, therefore we need to have proper Kavana during this paragraph. Shezeh Iker Hashe'ela, this is the purpose, the main focus of this request, Shesarach Adam Lishol Meis Habori Yisparach, that we need to ask this to Hashem, Sheyitnu Sechel V'Das Yashar, that He should give us the proper knowledge, we most barah, to be able to be disgusted and to turn away from evil, rather believe Chor B'Tov. And he concludes by saying to rather choose Tov, goodness. And the Shari Tshuva tells us that if you'd actually count the amount of words in this bracha, it says that, actually quoting the words of the tour, he says, Heim Yud Zayin Tevos. There's exactly 17 words in this bracha. And perhaps one of the explanations is the last words of this Mishnah Berurah. The gematria, the numerical value of 17, Tov is good. Which means that when a person has chachma, knowledge, it gives you the ability to be able to distinguish between that which is good for you and that which is not good for you. If a person doesn't have the das, have that mental capacity to make such decisions, then you're not very well off. But in continuing along these lines, I'd like to continue with the words of the Aruch HaShem that also discusses the significance of the amount of words in this bracha of 17. And the Aruch HaShem Rav Aaron Bar Yaakov HaKohen says, Yesh v'yud zayin tevos, there are 17 words, keneged pasuk, corresponding to a pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh. The pasuk says, Yata tedaber el kol chachmi lev, and he stops there, but the rest of the pasuk is, Asher melesi beruach chachma, v'yosu as bigdei Aaron, v'kachel kahanuli, which means that you should speak to all the people who are chachmi lev. Now this pasuk has 17 sentences, 17 words in this, the very beginning of Parshat Tetzaveh, which talks about that you should speak to the chachmi lev, to the wise-hearted people who I've invested with a spirit of wisdom, and they shall make the vestments, the garments of Aaron, to sanctify him, to minister to me. So he says that this pasuk, which corresponds to the clothes of the high priest, of the Kohen Gadol, has 17 words, and in it talks about the idea of only the people who have chachma, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding are able to make such garments. And so the question is, what does avoda have to do in the Beis HaMikdash have to do with das, with knowledge? So the Aruch HaShem continues, which is what we'll conclude with. He says, Lefi she'ein mekablin mecheres shot v'kata. The pasuk tells us that we do not accept a cheresh shot of a katan, a person who does not have mental capacity to make decisions, to be able to make the garments for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. L'chein anu maschilin ba'atachonein. And therefore, when it comes to our tefillah, which is in lieu of the karbanos, as he continues and says, tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum, our praying is instead of the sacrifices, the tamid that they would bring every day. And therefore, cheresh shot v'katan b'sum l'avod, those people who did not have the das were not able to serve. They were not allowed to be kohanim. They were not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash or to make the clothes for the kohen. L'kach, therefore, concludes the Aruch HaShem, Anu mevarchim l'shem shenasan lanu bina l'havin davar mitach davar. Therefore, we ask Hashem at this point to be able to give us the wisdom to the understanding to be able to make such decisions that we should have this chachma. And what I believe the Aruch HaShem is telling us is that we're asking Hashem that we want to be among, as the third paragraph right before this, Kedoshim b'chol yom yaluch haselah. We want to be among the people that are able to praise and to serve Hashem properly. So therefore, what we're asking Hashem is to please give us the knowledge so that we may be able to serve God properly. Kaddish.